Thanks, Ciarán, and thank you for that over-enthusiastic round of applause. My ego has suitably adjusted and strengthened it. Now, before I read, a couple of things. So, myself and Paul have been working on ideas in the last couple of months about expanding the Ovale Empire. And one of the things we had an idea about was introducing a range of merchandise. So we worked on a number of ideas, and Paul is not just a poet, he's pedantic, he's precise, and he's very precise when it comes to products. So I produced these mugs with the Ovale logo on them. This one has the Winter Warmer 2023 on it. And I produced matching coasters. And then Paul said the logo's wrong. That's the old version, Stan, get your fucking act together. So I took the feedback, stroke criticism on the chin, and went away and redesigned them again with a logo. Now, I haven't done new mugs and I haven't done new coasters yet. There is another surprise to come. But then Paul said to me, what the fuck are we going to do with things? They're no good to fucking anybody. They've got the wrong logo on them. And I said to him, you're not thinking about it correctly, Paul. These are collector's items. These are the equivalent of Star Wars faulty toys released that are now worth millions of dollars. So what we decided to do very, very quickly just before tonight started was that we would present these to our two visiting Coventry poets. We won't ask you to come up. I left my delivery jacket at home, but I do delivery service just for tonight. Now, for those of you who now feel left out, this is the correct logo. And the brand new first two items in the Ovale merchandise range. For those dark winter nights when you might be attending the Winter Warmer Ovale Festival, you can purchase a beanie cap. Dirt cheap at €15. And you might be looking for something for the summer, and you can have a matching baseball cap. Now, enough selling bullshit. I'll just show you my poetry collection, self-published last year. Don't dig it out very often, only every time I'm reading. I'm not selling them, but I will gladly swap a copy of this with you for €15. So it's in my head, this is a tradition. When the Coventry guys come, I read the poem that I wrote when I was asked to go to Coventry in 2017 with Ciarán. We had a great trip over there. And the little story behind it is that most people, I'd imagine, when they're asked to go to Coventry, immediately think of that phrase, he's been sent to Coventry. Yes. I didn't. I thought of an interview with Terry Hall of The Specials that I'd read in Smash Hits in 1980 when he was asked what was it like growing up in Coventry. And his response was, Coventry is a shithole. Nobody should ever go there. So I wrote a poem using song titles from the two-tone label. There's a bit of a cheat in there because bands like The Beat and Madness only released one single on that label before moving on to other labels, but I've used lots of them in it. This is called Spirit of 79, and my thought process around it was that around that time when the two-tone movement began, I don't know about you guys actually, but here, for my friends, it was a hugely important movement. They educated us about racism, because racism wasn't a thing in Ireland, mainly because we were all white. Although the Kerry people would tell you differently, they probably said they were being racist to them. And in that period of time, this country and the UK was actually falling fucking apart, as you probably well know. And actually, the Specials' Ghost Town record, which is a legendary record, was written after they had done a tour of England, and it was written about what they witnessed in cities around England and the deprivation that was going on and the mood that was around the cities. So this tries to encapsulate that. This is called Spirit of 79. Every Friday night and Saturday morning, when the young at heart come together to twist and crawl out on the streets, this dirty old town drowns in hairspray, blank expressions, bright lights and alcohol, the sole salvation of the young, the black and the gifted. At 4 a.m. Jeanette, a skinhead girl, she's going, they're all out to get you, they're all out to get you. while bad boys make monkey man noises, their requiem for a black soul over and over again. Why, you're wondering now, does this concrete jungle do nothing but drop pressure to get a job on the rat race? Why, you're wondering, is free Nelson Mandela on my radio? Why does the government man believe our land of hope and glory can promise this ghost town better must come, when the dawning of a new era is such a long shot? When every day, the young, the black and the gifted hear the mirror in the bathroom whisper, I can't stand it. They're selling out your future. And prospects are mere calling cards for the government whose overture of it's up to you to get a job. What's that? Is an embarrassment when our house has no money and tomorrow's dreams forever one step beyond tomorrow being just another grey day. So shut up, Mr. Government Man. You don't know, like I know, that in the middle of the night the shadow of fear is the only noise in this world. How the doors of my heart tighten up when the whine and grind of facing situations too much for one too young tells me my dream is in deep water. How when dawn arrives, I get busy doing nothing every day. Saturday night, Sunday morning, the lonely crowd on the streets again. This, believe me, is their dream. Running away from the everyday with a night on the tiles. Running away from situations too much for one too young. Running away from the madness of the mirror in the bathroom whispering, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. So if you are a music fan like I am, well, I'm more than a music fan, I'm fanatical. It's been a tough couple of months for Irish music fans particularly. The sad loss of Christy Dignam, swiftly followed by the sad loss of Sinead O'Connor, who is was a phenomenal artist and activist. And it's been really interesting for me to watch the love and affection that's been projected for her, which is amazing. But I also know that there's a whole load of people that are expressing that love and affection were nowhere to be fucking seen when she was shouting about the different problems that she was dealing with. And some of them were laughing and slagging her when she had the videos about her mental health up on YouTube. That's got nothing to do with this poem. This poem was written about a year and a half ago. And it was written using Sinead O'Connor's song titles. And it's called Be Still. May she rest in peace. Deeper down, when you put your arms around me, say, I believe you. You do something to me, make me feel so free, so different. In this heart, a heroine pens love letters on scarlet ribbons to the universal mother, and out of the depths, something beautiful comes, talks to me, says my troubles will soon be over, and I'll be singing a tiny grief song in the healing room, where all my apologies will jump in the dense water of River Jerusalem, and 100,000 angels will take my hand, break through my darkest midnight mind games until sweet divinity sends someone to watch over me and almighty love makes me a channel of your peace.
Next, we're going to go online to Pam Campbell, please.
Hey, can y'all hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. This is a cinto, and for those of y'all who may not know what a cinto is, normally speaking, you would take lines from other poets' poems, and you create a poem from that. But I happen to have the great pleasure of being in a novel workshop with an incredible writer by the name of David Joy. And he's a poet novelist. So my thank you to him was I took lines from all of his novels that I had read and I created a poem from it. So here we go. It's called Four Fingers of Whiskey and a Gas Station Cigar. 7 miles busting ass and cracking skulls. Sun was going down. Silence washed his mind empty, dizzy there. Canny Fork General Store parking lot empty. Paid cash for 3 tall boys of bush ice, 60 cents shy. Round was chambered, safety thumbed away. wet sack of shit. For God's sake, son, squeeze between the heartbeats, but the wind was wrong. Rain bled over the dusty windshield. Graves took all night to dig, seven in all, stripped to their gray bones, blood on their mouths, stained dark at the knees, dug by a dozen pair of hands. Katydids wailed reminders and remembrances, breath burned white, hung on the air, warped into jowls, stiffening howls, removed the one time he heard, "I love you." Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Pam. Next to the open mic, we're going to have Justin J. Fisher. Oh, sorry. Jason J. Fisher, sorry. You've abbreviated your names and I've just forgotten.
Shoot.
What a terrible night. Terrible night.
I thought everyone knew it was Jason J. Fisher. But,
no, I did. I did, okay. I did know once.
Alright. The abyss, the void. Essentially existential. The void, the abyss. Trust me, I'm fully aware that it exists. For some, it causes endless thousand-yard stares and anxiety-arousing, hard-harried fits. It's because they're scared of this. Nothingness. Some avoid the void, praying it can be missed. Some are destroyed by the void, dancing a dance they can't resist. And some toy with the void and cut through all that white noise to write joy with the void. Knowing that we all eventually rejoin with the void. And they never stop, hoping to do it all before becoming another drop in the ocean. And I could try and pretend that we don't all die in the end. But instead, I say, we smile with our heads held high and toast the night sky, my friends. My Instagram is words by JJF Jason J. Fisher. Thank you so much.
This is going to be my last time emceeing Ovale, so I hope you remember me. Sorry. Never mind.
Carol Murphy.
Yeah. Frank. Could we have Catherine Ronan, our Fight War Challenge winner, to the mic, please?
Thank you, everyone. Great night. This poem is called Feathers. In the market bar, you fill my forehead with tarring, shaving, exorcism sticking to the roof of your mouth, spitting stories of St. Kevin's. God, you are exciting. Sweeney turned mad after war stamped his eye. Strayed in nakedness before trees embraced him. I eagle you again. Cup your warm swallow's laugh. Trust this crow eye. I will feather you home.
Thanks a lot, Catherine. We're going to go online again, and we're going to have Sufango.
Hi, good evening once again. I have a short poem and another shortish poem. I just came across them in my phone diary. This one is titled Stars. Stars. Shining our warmth through the freezing nights, vanishing with the rise of the scorching sun. We pour out our pain, they clap and ululate. Our darkest days pass with checks in the mail or polls that pay us because they enjoyed how we described great-grandfather's day. We are broken inside yet standing tall because we know that growth is all we do. We know that stagnation is the field where darkness breeds. So yeah, that's that. So this next poem is a poem I wrote in collaboration with my uncle Zomkhonto, who was a poet as well. It speaks about Gukurahundi, which is a time when people were killed just for being a different, for speaking a different language in Zimbabwe. So yeah, I wrote this poem. It has a bit of isiNdebele in it. So please forgive me. I can't provide a translation of those words yet, but I'm sure you're gonna feel them. Azibuthanga qotho ngalobiyana busuku ezigamoyo. Zabongolela zabudonsukusa bungela kukhanya busiza lendubo zabo. Ukufa kwakungenile ekhaya kwayishaya kwayithintithi inhloko yomuzi yasala izicuco kwezintathu inkomo ezahlatshwa leyo mini. Angimazanga ukhokho ngimuzwa ngendaba. I only know my great grandfather through tales. The Anunnaki denied me conversation with my great grandfather. Yet I still see him when I close my eyes, a bodiless foot struggling to free itself from the cow dung, a lifeless face echoing screams of, I haven't done nothing, I don't this no president, I'm just trying to feed my family. But no. The screams fell on deaf ears as many did back then. Five fire brigade trucks and still the heart turned to ashes. Now here I am robbed of a third of my history, writing angry poems for you to snap and leave them tense without asking how I feel. Can't you hear the disconnect in these carefully crafted lines? I am not me. Thank you, everyone. Peace.
Thanks so much. Thank you so much. What a performance, man. Fucking hell. Oh, yeah, sorry. Thank you so much for that. Well done. It was a real pleasure to hear that. Next up to the mic, we're going to have Roxanne.
I'm going to make you work on your languages again, but this time this is Spanish. So who speaks Spanish here? Okay. I'll go as slowly as I can. So I think, well, many people know that I travel a lot, and 17 years ago I spent a year in Mexico, and it happened that this week there was a group of Mexican dancers that came to Cork. They had some workshops, and I happened to be free for their performance Saturday night, and I was mind blown. And I came back home and I dreamt of them last night. I was like, I need to write. And I actually wrote this just before coming here. So it's not finished, it's just, but yeah. So it's in Spanish, it's called La Fieras. It's the beast in English, but like these women that are just so strong, so powerful, and so just incredible. Así. Cada rato, cada minuto, la vida nos sorprende. Da oportunidades, manda recados, susurra de no olvidar. Y para eso, usa todos los medios posibles. Una notificación, un evento, un ¿por qué no? Empieza un viaje hasta las raíces, pero no sabes lo que te espera. Entras, te sientas y poco a poco aparecen 13 camaleones, morenas, hermosas, poderosas, victoriosas, espectaculares. Bailan, empujan sus cuerpos con una pasión que no se puede, que no se debe ignorar. Y yo me quedo sin palabras, impresionada al ver el control de cada movimiento. Idas y vueltas de colores, de canciones, de voces, sostenidas por continuado zapateo, su arma de predilección. Bailan, critican, se revoltan, enseñan un país de fuego, de contrastes, de corrupciones, de historia. Pasado y presente, mundos opuestos que se mezclan. Mosaica de un México al cual pertenezco, de quien soy hija. Maravillosa adopción. Un México que amo inmensamente. Regreso a casa, soñadora y agradecida. El corazón late más fuerte, lleno de nuevas conexiones. Viva México. Thank you very much.
Excellent. We have Patricia Walsh next, please.
This is called No Creatures Allowed. Swallow the pill, take the bait. Garnet for satisfaction. This barricade converses with the time it set. The imitation of Christ, realistic to a fault. Standing alone, the quality never fails from an egg. Love beyond measure, a pitfall deciding. The ruinous ambition cascades all gone before. Sinking your poison rots your noble sense. The white chain of progress cascading in a bitter pill. Fingering the dustbin of related sin, the bearded invitation costing much to consider. Doing something but hardcore, stay where you are. Cracking the hurt goad to the common decency. Appropriating an inspiration further before time. Changing weather an excuse to depart. Common sense guilt feeling its own way home. Appropriating home life and occupation unscathed. Setting perfect protection, unnerved. Chanting psychosis like today never existed. Holding nefarious hands like another joke. Knowing more than let on, a check on sobriety. Saying nothing to the tide abates, gone cold. Kissing an obvious gesture lost in some. Burning discrimination on likewise traits. Discounted affairs, thundered like damnation. Meaner feats calculated. The consummate con job. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Trish. We have Margaret Regan next, please.
This is very short. I have no title for it yet. Your scent lingers, the pillow remembers. I sleep in your essence.
Next, please.
This poem is called The Fisherman. There's one who'd have your throat out. It's about tree fishermen. That's nice, really. There's one who'd have your throat out with a billhook as soon as look at you. And one who spills a lengthy, surreptitious rum into his coffee cup. His laughter lengthier, more ancient than these waves that rinse the mooring places. And a third, scarce out of his apprenticeship, who with his silken knife disaggregates mackerel after mackerel, skirting gills and platinum, depositing the slop and bone deftly in his rust-crusted bucket. Oh, take me with you, fishermen, as soon as the tide turns seaward. And though it take a dozen years or more, teach me knots and salt and balance, till out beyond Cape Creus somewhere, beyond the Medes, off the coast of Aristano, I'm swaying and sure-footed as the snug boards tilt beneath me, till I've cast into the Mediterranean all I know of Raman Lull and Cavalcante, of etchings, wine and porcelain, till I'm utterly untalkative and physical. Then I'll press my hands, rope-bitten, ready against the coral-coloured interface of dawn. Then I'll speak only in salt, only in the oscillating dialects of water. Then I'll step forward, then I'll begin.
Is this any better? Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I was going to try to do something to some music, but another time. Sorry to take up your time. So just jump into a different piece real quick. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to find another piece that I can do spoken word. Sorry for the delay, everybody.
Fair enough, man. We had a good bop. Everybody enjoyed it.
Beautiful. All right. So, a story of a person, but the person tells the story. But I must remember I'm a person, not a story. Stories of my making lie behind me and before me. But I must remember words were after, not before me. So I rhyme to a rhythm, keeping rhythm with the rhyme. Without the beat, I use the words to signature the time. Verses aren't pitch or picture perfect, but that's fine. Attempts at artistry that do no harm are not a crime. Dreams may be real, but the real is not a dream. Like steam is only air, but air is more than only steam. Life must be perfect now, whatever it may seem. Like a cloth that has no edges must have a seam. Creativity may seem like its creation, but trees in the mind are not the trees in creation. Cause trees that I dream in my dreams may keep changing, but outside the real trees are still here remaining. Flowers grow, so I stroll around the flowers. It stirs a feeling in my heart, and then it flowers. May I always feel this feeling with or without flowers, even though I couldn't copy one with all my powers. Cause I am not a grown up, I'm a child, who after growing up just wants to grow back to a child. Even birds nurse their little birds a little while before they let them fly to face the sky like they were styled. The clouds in the sky may seem high, but when I look up, in a way, so am I. Clouds may pass like a day going by, but the sun is still here, no how, only why. All rain is water, but not all water is rain. How else can the sea reach a crop on high plain? The same water called up is called down again to rinse off the world with no faucet, no drain. So I gaze out of the window where the rain lands. The sound plays on the window like pain pans. Real life's better than my best laid plans, which lets me know somehow my world's in safe hands. They may say anything is possible, but thank goodness not everything is probable. To exist is a choice that isn't optional. So how could wanting anything but what is good be plausible? That's why my love of life is not a sin. I cannot speak for you because it's my love where I begin, who held me high, long, deep, and wide through thick and thin. When there was no one else to shut me in, shut me out, or let me in. I'm just a poet, but this poet isn't me. I record these thoughts, then turn them off, and then I'm free. The voice is just a parcel of the person you would see, and the person's just a branch of who I am. I'm like a tree. So I live my life and tell a story, but I am the liver of the life and not the story. Stories of my making lie behind me and before me, but I must remember words come after, not before me. Thank y'all so much. Peace.
Could we have Ovea's own Brendan Duffin next, please?
How's it going? This is class. Yeah, I'm going to give some fairy music for our friends from Coventry. It's based on two old names for Ireland, Innis Éalga and Innis Fail. So I'll start off with a poem. Innis Éalga, the noble island, the fear bullock name for Ireland. Innis Fail, the Isle of Destiny, the Tuatha Dé name for our homeland. White evening cloud, keep me pure. Lock water, be my mirror. White evening cloud, keep me pure. Lock water, be my mirror. Freshness of air after rain. Bring me back to the present. Flashing white moving branches. Teach me your secret language. Mountain hare, teach me to be swift. To act against my indifference. Teach me to tread lightly on my path, to avoid the snares of greed. Sleeved on earth, steady us, Bamble Band, steady us. Green, green Ireland, give us strength to justly, rightly respect every stone, circle and mound, every dome and cairn and rough. Every woman, child and man, every creature of your isle, homeland in your every guise, nobility burning shines, present in the newborn baby's eye, present in the pike of the ban, present in the golden road of Cork, present in the sky of Eashnock, Mount Leinster, steady us, Bina Brac, steady us. No song, poem, currency, religion, culture, person, people, flag can ever lay claim to her old Erin, unbroken, peak of Carron, tool shores of Inish Troll, Inish Turk, Rockabill, ever in his fall, in a sail, fertile, unfading, green beacon of the seas, fertile, unfading, green beacon of the seas, fertile, unfading, green beacon of the seas. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice one. Thanks a lot for that. Good meeting. Lads, we do have a hefty list of people to get to here, so just keep that in your thoughts as you're performing for the next little while. Next up to the open mic, we have Michelle Delay.
Listen, I have a very quick plug, but I also have a very quick poem to go with it. My documentary film is up at the moment in the Crawford Gallery for the next 4 weeks. It's about Cork City. It's about a roadway they were going to build in Cork in the 60s, and the young architects that opposed it successfully. I'd love, if you got a chance to see it, I'd love to get your feedback, because we might be doing some more work on it. So that's that. And now here's a short poem, something a bit different. Ghosted. Singed, snubbed, stepped and dubbed over, rubbed out. Thrown overboard, thrown up and thrown out. Spat out. Set free. Found loose. Found out. Set up. Lit up. Let down, ready, upset, go again, let me again, go, lay me down, let me, don't go getting up, already set again, don't again, I'm ready again, go again, again, again. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Michelle. Nice one. Next we're going to have Cullum Scully, please.
The stuff is brilliant here tonight, really. So I'm going to read something really old, and it's fantastic, to all the brilliant stuff here tonight. But this is from my collection, which is out a bunch of years ago. It's the title poem, What New Centurions, which is about Cork City. So the reason I'm reading it is because I have an exhibition coming up actually on the 14th of September, on Thursday the 14th of September, in St. Peter's Church in North Main Street. And I have a load of poems written about Cork City, and those poems will be with paintings of landscapes of Cork City by my friend John Corkery, brilliant painter, and I'd love you to come along, and Rosie knows him. And come to the launch night, actually, which is on the 14th of September. It'll run for 2 weeks then. But come on the 14th at 8 p.m. and the Lord Mayor will actually be opening it as well. So look forward to that now. And we'll actually be producing a pamphlet as well of the paintings and the poems. So I'd love to have everyone come. And it's What New Centurions, which was the title poem from this collection. What new centurions? What new centurions? What news of Cork? Only the mossied green pavements and the tired slabs. The gullies wandering into iron grates, whose imprints solemnly betray their age, cast in Bristol or in Harrogate. Only the uncouth houses on the narrow streets, the shambles skylines with a hint of grey, the topsy-turvy roofs and gable ends, crawling up hills in ever-varying lines. Even the new and clean edifice confounds the eye. The glass constructs in blue metal frames, tarpaulin green copper domes and plates vie with exotic timbers in panelled walls. None of them know their place amid the red and white sand and limestone structures of the past. Aspiring towers cast long shadows in the river. Elysian dreams, well short of Elysium. What of its people? What news of them? As you left them, Consul, except they've changed. Swollen in numbers since your last campaign. Now every tongue on earth can be heard. Close your eyes on Marlborough Street and listen. I hear them, the tongues mixing. the brittle patter of panna with the foreign treads. I know their songs so well and ask, are they as happy with their newfound wealth, their ivory towers, their elegant lanes? They are still a rough and tumble people, children of country folk a generation gone. Crude laughter still falls hard from open windows. Sarcasm envelops their muddled talk. They still walk with the unsure gait of deprivation, though decades have fallen since it held them in its grasp. Their sad eyes and rough ruddy faces speak more of past news than of the now. They celebrate as well as ever. When their teams win, crowds gather in Dawn Square. They sing and drink high praise into the early hours, then leave the forlorn rain with dingy streets strewn with detritus.
Next we're going to go online there, and we're going to have Rafe Boylan, who's a friend of this exchange for a long time. He was Rafe and I and Stan were having a great old laugh when we were over in Coventry.
He's the organiser on the Coventry side.
Oh, now he's, right, there you go. He is organising this on the Coventry side. So a big welcome for Rafe. Good to see you.
I'll do a really short one because I know what it's like when you're trying to squeeze them in at the end of the night. Just like, hello, John and Dejani, glad you made it. And hello, lovely court people. I'll just play my little sympathy card. It's my birthday today and I'm home with a toothache. So I've not been out. So it's really, thank you. So it's really nice to be in the pub with you guys. Yes, at least I can say I went to the pub in Ireland, so it's all right. So really, really short. It's not got a title. Looking after a body that's trying to bail on you is a full-time job where time off means failure. Retirement is death and the pension's crap. Your body is a cage. Wanting to live is the trap. Cheers.
Thanks, Rafe. I'll see you again. And it'd be great if we could all follow Rafe's lead in having nice short introductions. Keep your introductions as brief as you can and let your poem introduce itself. Yeah, that's it. Sue Blue is next, please.
So this poem, it's an honor to be here. This poem I wrote in view of being part of the Coventry Exchange this year. And so I'm hoping that this is going to be part of the booklet. So it's a celebration of freedom. No desire. Muscles move to music. Melodies resound in the spine. Each tiny fiber quivers in every cell a breaking smile. So grateful for owning my body, following rhythm and flight, shiny, shiny, gleaming, right here, now, no desire. No desire, no desire, no desire but to be in this moment of existence. No requirement to touch or see, not waiting for another, no urge of nature nor of need. Eyes closed, my essence dances, enjoying this sensual trance. No attention, no desire. No desire, no desire. Complete within myself and completely in myself. My love is all giving, delight without thirst. The euphoria of no request, unrequited without yearning. Feeling other people spark, wishing blessings upon all. No distraction, no desire. No desire, no desire. Seeking no body but mine, scenting no fragrance but all. No pheromones dictate the vibe, no flow that picks my perfume, no peak that craves attention, no wanting searching the ride. All satisfaction lies within. No desire on my own, flying. No desire, no desire. The ecstasy of the world comes after fertility's follies. Free of biology drive, creative powers released, creation unimpeded, no cycle, all forward, all joy. Right here, right now, no desire, the bliss of no desire, just me, just free.
Thanks a lot. Nice one. Well done. Could we have Cedric be called? Next?
So this one was written in 2016. It's inspired of a memory of childhood, wanting to play with my sisters and Barbies. I hope they never see this, but if they do, no ill will, and that's the title of the poem. No ill will. Shh, shh. The banter goes on between the two girls. The improvised beauty salon happens to disregard the other one in the room as he peeks their way, envious of their fun. Shh, shh, goes the hairspray. He looks away, they laugh. He frowns, they love some more. He wants in. The boy grinds his teeth as he sighs away. Shh, hairspray. It reeks of a sweet chemical smell. The mass of dolls' clothes all over the place. The sound of their voices wastes his patience. Shh, shh. The girls have noticed the angry puppy. They cannot, however. After all, the age gap gauges the might of the jailers. Shh. A short pause. Two smiles and predatory stares. Hardly contained, the young beast claims his frustration with anger for being deemed bad company for his gender. The smell chokes out the protest. Shh. The sexist rebuttal opens the cage of guilt, which in turn breaks the male to be. Shh. Spray and giggles. Shh. Sprayed and neutered.
And next we're going to have a real treat, a bit of music and a bit of poetry from Fergus Casella and Alessandra Corno.
Not to be confused with Interview with the Vampire, which is a novel by Anne Rice and was turned into an Oscar-winning movie by Neil Jordan, starred Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, Christian Slater, Antonio Banderas, and all the way from Belfast, our very own Stephen Ray.
This has got nothing to do with
nothing to do with our story.
So wipe all those pictures from your minds right now. We would not want you to be confused, and we would not want Neil Jordan ringing us up in the morning calling us plagiarists.
Because we don't like being called plagiarists in the morning. Especially not by Neil Jordan, that's way too early for us.
So sit back, relax, as we present for you Special Director's Cut Blu-ray Edition Box Set, HD Ready, 3D Ready.
Are you ready?
Yes!
For the horror cult classic,
Conversation with the Vampire.
2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and 8, I was living alone in cold, freezing, rented accommodation, waking up in the middle of the night, freezing cold, all on my own, contemplating living for the rest of my life in cold, freezing, rented accommodation. So I went into my bank, my friendly Anglo-Irish bank, and I said,
any chance of a small mortgage for a small house with maybe a small shed out the back?
We don't do things like that, he said. We only do big mortgages for two or more big fuck-off houses. Use your head, he said. Get 20 beds only to a house with 20 foreign fellas, 20 of their sisters. They pay the mortgage for you. Cop yourself on, think like a banker. Excuse me, I said. I do not want to think like you. I do not want to live like some blood-sucking vampire. If I was a vampire, I said, I'd retire. I'd be like Brad Pitt, I'd live in a chicken shack, suck on rats, but I don't want to be a vampire actor far retired.
I came in here looking for a small mortgage for a small house with maybe a small shed out the back.
Well, I've changed my mind, I said. I don't want the shed. Heaven forbid, I said, I wake up some morning, look out the back and find Brad Pitt living in my shed with vampires sucking on rats.
I came in here looking for a small mortgage for a small house with maybe a small shed out the back.
Small shed, I said, not an intergalactic shed. Not some place for Tom Cruise to entertain his friends from outer space. Not some handy outside location for
Jordan.
Shoot some iffy adaptation starring for the umpteen time,
Stephen Ray.
Again,
looking all lost and confused.
Again,
I do not want Stephen Ray looking lost and confused in my shed, I said. I came in here looking for a small mortgage for a small house with me, a small shed out the back.
Forget it, I said, forget it! I don't want the mortgage. I don't want the house, sure as hell, do not want a shed that's so jam-packed you can't even swing a cat. Wait!
Pitt.
Making no sense whatsoever, talking through his top hat to
Christian Slater.
Telling him no end of cock and bull stories about hanging out with colonies of vampires sucking on colonies of rats, with a colony of aliens hanging out of the rafters in pods being entertained by
Tom the Lula Cruise
and the health and safety officers from North Tipperary giving me dogs abuse, and Stephen God Help Us Ray looking all
lost and confused again.
And
Antonio.
I'm so absolutely gorgeous.
Banderas.
Wearing a ridiculous pawn shop Halloween wig that even a 2-year-old child could not possibly believe was real. And
Neil, I'm so deep with Jordan.
All introspective and conceptive with a camera up his yin-yang making mythical movies about inner conflict and ambiguous identity.
For God's sake, I draw the line at aliens at my shed.
Bad enough, I said. Hey, I said. It's like this, I said. I've changed my mind completely about all this stuff, I said. I do not want the master of metaphor making hidden meaning movies of me with my alter ego hanging out and beaming the pictures up to Planet Zog. I do not want to be the first interplanetary skinflick superstar with pictures of me being beamed far out into space. I do not want to disgrace my mother. She's 91, I said.
91. And she's never seen an intergalactic skinflick. And I don't want her to see one. And I sure as hell do not want her to see her son. Staring one.
With my alter ego hanging out, and I do not want to be voted number one on the late night Arctic Farty charts up on Planet Zog.
Who the hell do you take me for at all?
Obviously, you have one serious problem with your ears. You have not heard one single word that I said.
I said.
Listen to me now. Listen to me good. Get it through your money lending, blood sucking head.
I came in here, motherfucker, looking for a small mortgage, for a small house, a small shed out the back.
Cancel that. Completely. Just give me a tiny. Lord.
I buy me a one-man tent instead, I said. I've got principles.
Principles. And I walked out there not long after that with my head held high.
And in my pocket, I had enough money to buy me a small country and half a dozen housing estates.
And that, my friends, is what makes this country great. And that, my friends, is what makes this country great. And that, my friends, is what
How are we doing? This one was written on a Sunday after Tazian. It's called The Afters. The moon is up to death the sun, and everyone is terrified of birds and front room floors. The fours and fours and fours and fours of tired songs through bathroom doors like glue. Where's murder on the dance floor? We come up so high, then fall so low, so low. See buzzing faces turn to stone. Oh no. Then roll away. They'll never make it home. And why we do this shit at all? I can't believe the rate of fall from 8 o'clock to your driver's on the way. It says his name is Paul.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Could we have Phil's plan next, please?
So, I don't know about the rest of you, but tonight I'm a bit tense. So I'm just going to shake it out a bit in front of you all. And if you guys want to shake it out a bit as well, you're more than welcome. So.
Whew. Okay.
That's wonderful. That's a bit better. And the compliment that my poem is called Dance. God, I do feel much better. My heart is racing. That's nice. Dance. Know the way your body can sway. Bend your weight. Grounded, rooted down. And charge. Stop. Center. Lean back. Come forward with your breath. Still mantis. Chomp. Monkey hands. Rook, hook around. Crouch. Crane in one leg. Hands up. Duck, fall, jump. Two snake hands roll around. Mold your body down. Shake as the bear wakes up at dawn. Slow tiger stalks and come around. Finish. Somewhere. Delicate, structured, timed and proud. And then relax. Or you just began. Move in the color turquoise, tangerine, teal, or turmeric. How do you dance in the day? Is it different from the night? Do you go with your taut or improvise? And how much is too wild? Tell me, dance. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot. Listen, lads, we're enforcing a total ban on introductions. You just gotta go for it now because there's not really that much time left and there's a few people to go. So we're gonna go back online to Mona Lynch.
We'll get everyone in.
Oh yeah, we'll get everyone in, but with your help.
Sorry. Can we hear Mona?
Mona, we can't hear you at the moment.
Can you hear me now?
Yes!
Okay. No introduction. Tethered nomad. They will not be towing me away from here, where the walls are thin and the neighbours near, where neither Gaelic nor Shelta is spoken. My pony could not survive in this kerchief garden, but I have my dog and my memories. When using wheels from prams, we'd make go-karts and fly down the hills, ignoring the cuts and bruises. My father brought us road bowling out to Waterloo on Sundays after Mass. I loved the shouting, the betting, the lofting, the grassy sops marking the road. I missed the sound of rain on the roof of the wagon, the buzz of a sulky race on a good coloured colt, the pull of the road and the wind on my face. He taught us how to hunt with a whippet, the best dog for catching rabbits, a lurcher for hares. Sometimes he would cross a greyhound with a saluki and get the best dog of all, the Arabian saluki. The butchers paid us for rabbits. But in the end, Kerry was the best place for travellers to make a living. Picking periwinkles on Banna Beach when the tide was out, filling buckets with holes to drain, and paid 120 euro per hundredweight. Tinsmiths we were, by trade. Who needs tin now? I am filed under settled. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mona. Okay. Is it May Jeanette? Thank you. We have May Jeanette next, please.
I was told to give this short. Block and poetry, got there in the end, got here, decided not to read it, decided to go back to the start. This poem's from July 2021. There was a whisper in the wind, goosebumps licked skin, a shiver slithered suddenly. Amorous sighs escaped in the shape of your name. Time held its tongue in silence. The world did not sit still. But breathe a new life. Your name was music. And the world danced. Existence was all but fleeting when your name tied my tongue to hearts and brushed its fingertips along my lips. It was all consuming, as if my whole life held the honour of kissing your name. Your name was endless and boundless, could transgress the cosmos. Your name could light stars, nebulae dampened in its presence. It could collect galaxies like trinkets with its essence, fill the hollowness of a black hole or an empty soul. Now your name rests in memories, limited by access, restrained by ingress, tainted by forgetfulness. But I still like the way it tastes on my tongue, spawns butterflies and zephyrs, holds my hands, dissipates my fears, tickles my soul and laughs with me. I'll keep a name alive, but I keep it as hostage, a prisoner of repeat, unable to age, sleep or eat. It'll ricochet in the confinement of my heartbeat as I whisper your name to the wind.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And can we have Rebecca next, please?
I have no title for this. I finished it like today. But it goes, if I were to say I was too much and my biggest fear had come true, the fear I had so strong in the beginning but let go of because of you. You would say something along the lines of, but it's not you. It's the wounds you carry and the battles you have to face. It's all seemingly keeping you in a very dark place. My sadness gets overwhelming sometimes. A lot of times. Trust me, I know. But so does the happiness whenever it glows. And these wounds and battles I have to face are all part of what make me who I am this time, and I would say that's completely fine. Although I hope you still think about how I love seeing flowers at the side of the road as I'm walking places, because it brings me a sense of joy. How I love walking around on the grass barefoot because it makes me feel just a little less alone. How I enjoy paying attention to the birds wherever I go and witness the freedom they have to roam. I hope you also remember the small joys of how I laugh at little harder jokes I find particularly funny, especially if I were the one to tell it to begin with. Or what it felt like to be cooking while dancing around on the kitchen floor, as in that moment we're not out searching for any more. Or maybe the fact that I love the feeling of rain. When the rain decides to come, I want to dance around in it to soak up all the fun. I love star-filled night skies where the moon shines ever so brightly and dipping my feet in the water ever so slightly. The love I carry for people, which includes you, especially you, is as precious as can be. Not ever a single ounce of hate lives within me. I feel deeply, and that includes the positives as much as the negatives, but I thought that was one of the things you loved so much about me.
because it has truly become one of the things I love the most about myself. I used to view it as a weakness. I used to want to feel less. But I can finally say it's my biggest strength. So if this has caused you to fall out of love with me and slowly drift away, which there's no question about, and that's okay, although I'd wish you'd choose to stay, I'm here to say that in the times I've got, or in this time, I've gotten the chance to fall more and more in love with who I get to be each day, because how beautiful it is to actually be able to feel everything so deeply.
We have Dee Allen, all the way from Oakland, California.
From my sixth book, Rusty Gallows, Passages Against Hate. From page 60 in the book, based on actual events. This is called Spirit Horse. Every spring as trees sprout new leaves, Aboriginal nation reflects and grieves long after justice failed them one most slight. They remember the beloved sister's departure from her family's sight. Close, at close range, muzzle flash from a policeman's gun, panic from a petite Diné woman dissipated her life was done. Street bound transition, front flesh to spirit, hoofbeats pound, a steady gallop, and only she could hear it. Sky blue eyes, gray spotted body, stray horse drew near with a neigh. Instinctively, she knew it came to carry her away from a white man's world that shown her nothing but disrespect. She climbed onto the steed's bare back, wrapped her arms around its massive neck, and finally rode off on a distant course to our peaceful, eternal repose on the spirit horse. That poem was called Spirit Horse, in memory of L'Oreal Sunigini, 1989 to 2016. Rest in peace. From this mic to your ears, I'm Dee Allen. Thanks for listening. Stop police brutality.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Steve. Thank you for that. And can we have Stefan next, please?
Right on the money. 0000. Just launch into it. Word, your accent a river, your mind a sea, myself hearing a washed out plea, the heavens hearing the waves that flow, the Wi-Fi wired, vines and stones, the thought lines flowing, the song lines too, the heart line healed from 6 to 32. Union. Come walk with me in forest deep.
You can only do one.
Only one?
You can only do one.
Oh, shoot.
Seriously, you can only do one. Just when we have this group.
If I could choose one.
But you can only do. As in
I didn't realize, sorry.
Yeah,
next time.
Next time.
Next time.
Just here, next time.
Sorry to cut you short there, Stefan. I should have said that before you read, but we can only do one poem each at the moment. My apologies. But thank you so much for your poem. Carl, could we have you up next, please?
Yo, how are we doing? Do we have anyone else on the list after me? I can do a teeny one or a longer one or something. Alright, cool. I'll do a teeny one. Alright guys, I was sat out just trying to write a poem. I was trying to write one about Coventry, but instead, this is what I got. It's called Blessing. Let love be a river for peace is in motion, and joy is a bubbling spring in the mountain.
We have Irene next, please. Irene is a friend of O'Neill's from Galicia.
Thank you very much. I wanted to bring you some words in my native language, which is Galician.
Galego.
And this poem is by a poet named Maria Lado, one of the most outstanding Galician poets alive. So, inventei o naval e a nosa cama estaba chea de flores. Así, claro, que non tiña medo dos nichos. Te agradecía que anoitecese entre os teus brazos e as estrelas co seu canto de grilos. Quería dicirche, delicioso, e como se escribe o teu nome baixo as árbores.
Irina was a very she welcomed myself, Rosie and Paul and Kathy Darcy and Sue and Michael, who were all in Festival Los Eidos in 2018, and Irina gave us a big welcome there, so we can welcome her to Cork now. That's been an absolutely fantastic night, and thank you for staying here and facilitating this. It's gone on a bit long. It's been unreal, really, like, respect to you all and fair play. We're going to have Pub of Shakespeare down to close out the night. The returning to Cork Pub of Shakespeare, has been a long time. I haven't seen you in absolutely ages. It's a pleasure to have you here. Nice and nice.
It's a pleasure to be here. I spent 2 years bedbound, dependent on human beings to look after me. And I went to a festival and I willingly took MD for the first time. And this is about the experience that I had. I've been stuck in a pattern, I'm locked in the paddock. Man couldn't walk, now I canter and gallop. Connected to earth with my heart best desire. Feeling so primal in rain with the fire. I'm coming up anticipating, my senses are elevating. I'm in love with conversation and open communication. M in my DNA. What is that voice just trying to say? Now listen, bro, cause it's all okay. Do not resist, just go and play. Your essence and truth is to be the solution. You are not alone, see beyond the illusion. Stand tall in your circle, the man of inclusion. Be certain and purple with magic and musing. Everybody, raise a glass. Put your hands up and say I'm class. Everybody?
I'm class!
Everybody?
I'm class!
I am so grateful for feeling these feelings, connecting with people and seeing their meaning. Your energy presence has given me healing. Your chatter, what matters, it's given me meaning. It gave me a message that we are not separate. We are all class and we tend to forget it. Life can take over, but you have to let it. I'm biting my jaw, but I do not regret it. Lights in your heart, look, a light up the dark. We came here to take over and love taking part. You can decide when the good time can start and let go of the fear and watch me go take charge. Everybody, raise a glass. Put your hands up and say I'm class. Everybody?
I'm class!
Everybody?
I'm class!
Because I am the power, I am the one, I am the earth and the wind and the sun. I am the power, I am the one, I am the earth and the wind and the sun. I am the power, I am the one, I am the earth and the wind and the sun. I am the power, I am the one,
I am the earth and the wind and the sun.
Thank you.
Mila Breakers, well done. That was the 687th Obeil. And ye made it happen, lads. Ye made it happen, boys and girls. Well fucking done. And thank you to you all. We're gonna go over to Maine's there and have a few drinks and catch up.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you to you all. Ciao, ciao.